Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, Niall. I have a bee in my bonnet. Doesn't everybody who texts the show have a bee in their bonnet, to be honest with you? And I won't lie, my neighbour has been on the dole as long as I know him. I live in an estate, and every day I drive off to work and I see his curtains closed, and every evening I drive home, the curtains are open and he's sitting watching the soaps. How are you looking in his window? When I asked him what he did for work years ago, he said he was let go and his nerves are at him. Well, Niall, his nerves aren't at him enough. Every summer, him and the wife head off to Spain, and every January they go off to their daughter in Australia for 3 weeks. I don't know if it's because of the cost of living crisis or it's because I am fed up at work, but when I heard him talking about his holiday coming up in June, I just felt furious. Is my tax money paying for this? And before you say anything, he has no disability. Well, you don't know that, by the way. Yeah, maybe he has mental health problems. Anyway, I don't think people like him deserve a holiday. Why am I working 40 hours a week and paying for childcare, barely able to afford one holiday, when he can go on two? I'm just fed up, Niall. Alice. Who the F is Alice? Anyway, so should you not be allowed to go on holidays if you're on the dole or you're on a state payment? That's the kind of point they're making there. Should you be allowed to go on holidays? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Does anybody have a problem with people going on holidays if they're on the dole? Well, let's say we'll restrict it to job seekers. Forget about disability payments and invalidity payments and all that kind of old age pension payments. But do you have a problem with somebody going on holidays if they're on unemployment benefit or job seekers allowance, as it's called nowadays? Would you have an issue with that? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. The rules are, by the way, you can tell the dole office or the job seekers office that you're going away for 2 weeks of the year. You are allowed 2 weeks holidays of the year. Let me go to Rob. Rob, hi, how are you?
Good night, Niall. How are you doing? You well?
Good. Rob, it's a bit judgmental, isn't it? You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Very judgmental.
Yeah, I mean, the man could have a lot of savings. He could have won the lottery. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I see nothing wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it whatsoever. Mm. I think there's an element of jealousy here as well coming into it.
Yeah.
Or maybe that person that's wrote into you or texted into you should give up the job that they're doing and do something similar. But back to... we're just staying on the job seeker stuff, right?
Yeah.
No, there's no problem.
Now, there is an argument. If there is no savings and there is no lottery win, there is an argument mm-hmm. that if he's going away twice a year on big holidays, that maybe the dole pays too much.
All right.
I'm only giving you the argument some people will make. I'm not making it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how people survive on the dole, so to speak.
What's it now? 236? 236, is it?
230 something, yeah. That's not manageable.
No. But most people wouldn't be only getting the dole. You know, some people are getting, you know, like a HAP scheme, and they're getting a back to school allowance, or they're getting other thing, fuel allowance, or they're getting other things as well as that. Very few people are just on the bare 236.
Yeah, but has that man or that woman, I'm not sure, do they have kids and all that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't mention that in the email. Quite a short email.
She says
Alice does say that she has to pay childcare costs, so she obviously does have kids. Yeah, when she's at work and she has to pay childcare costs.
But the one that she's complaining about.
It doesn't mention that. Doesn't mention.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, she just says he sits all day watching the soaps. I don't know how she knows he's watching the soaps. You know?
Oh, no. I don't think I'll be able to watch all these Coronation Streets and Emmerdale Farms and what have you.
Carrie is not bad. Carrie's not bad, Rob. You should watch Carrie. Carrie is okay.
Is it not?
Yeah, Carrie. Now, the other one, EastEnders, is a bit doom and gloomy. You know what I mean? A bit miserable.
And what's the Irish one? Fair City.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to watch that.
No,
you'd lose the will to live. No, you.
Really, and then you would want a holiday, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You'd need a holiday after an episode of Fair City. You really would. Anyway, sorry. So you don't think there's anything wrong with it. You just think she's been begrudging.
I think it's just begrudgery.
Yeah.
Pure begrudgery. Okay, it doesn't fit into your man. The ex-Taoiseach, remember his way? He used to go on. He was for people who get up early in the mornings and all this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then he was cheaters are cheating us all. Do you remember that whole campaign?
Yeah, that's right. And come here, is he lying in bed? Is your man lying in bed all day and just gets up at night?
Switches
on his Coronation Street.
Yeah. By the way, if you knew somebody was scamming the system, would you snitch on them, Rob?
No, I wouldn't.
Like if you knew someone was working and on the dole at the same time and getting cash in their job.
Yeah, I actually, to be honest, Niall, I do know a few people that do that.
And would you ever dream of snitching on people?
No, I wouldn't. No. I think it'd come back to you. I really do. I think to rat somebody out like that, I think it'd come back on you. I really do.
Mm. See, there is the argument that it's your civic duty and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know, yeah. Civic duty, yeah. And for this country, I heard yesterday? I heard, the new Taoiseach, Mr. Harris, was asked yesterday, was he concerned about the thing between Israel and Iran? And he's very concerned.
Is he? He should focus on his own country. Yeah, he should focus on his own country.
Look at your own country first.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, how are you?
Good. John, would you have a problem with, you know, the next door neighbour going away at Hollier's if they're on the dole?
Well, look, we can't stop them. Look.
Well, no, you can't. That's true.
Like, I mean, no, me and myself, like, I'm trying to get back to work. I don't go on holidays. The last time I was on holidays was as a 15-year-old. Now, there's another reason why I wouldn't go on holidays, because I have a fear of flying.
Oh, you have a fear of flying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can go by boat or train.
I can go by boat, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I do think myself, though, personally, that if you're not working, then you're saying you want to go on holidays, well, then you can't complain about the cost of living and everything else, because you're quite prepared to go on holidays. Like, but at the end of the day, look, Niall, me, I personally wouldn't go on holidays.
At all?
I think it'd be fair. No.
No.
No, but that's
why though? Like, is it purely because of the cost of it?
Well, it's not just the cost of it. Like, it's just that, like, you people out there who are working, who, you know, are barely...
Yeah, but you have a life as well, though.
Well, yeah, I get that, like, but I just, you know, it's that fear that's always lived with me, you know? And I suppose, look, at the end of the day...
Okay, if you didn't have a fear of flying, John... Would you go away on holidays if you're on the dole? Like, would you go away on Hollier's?
No, I've never really.
Yeah, it's actually like a blood for stone. Yeah, sorry.
That's never really been me, you know.
It wouldn't be you.
No.
And if you knew somebody who was working and on the dole at the same time, would you report them?
No, because I'm not a rat.
You're not a rat.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Snitches get stitches and all that kind of stuff.
No, I just don't believe in being a court and toucher.
Is there an incentive in reporting someone?
I don't think there's a financial reward. It's a moral reward, isn't it? And that's what they say.
Oh, yeah, moral reward, yeah.
that's what they say, but, anyway, yeah.
Nine.
Yeah, sorry, John. Yeah, go on. Sounds very important.
It's all one of the good things. You're going to get a financial reward. But then work gets thrown in the jar of rat, like, and that's it.
It's anonymous. They don't tell anybody. It's anonymous. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So if it was anonymous, would you do it, John?
No.
No, wouldn't.
No.
Okay, hang on. Let me just go to Steve. Steve, hi, how are you?
What's the story, Niall? Come here. Just before we start, Zoe, that's outside tonight, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Jane is off tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. So she rang me and she says, Steve, do you want to come on, blah, 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 blah. And when she was hanging up the phone, she went, okay, see you, love you, and hung up the phone.
Oh, no. That's embarrassing.
So she rang me back
That's embarrassing,
later,
isn't it? Yeah.
And she says to me, I'm so sorry I said I love you. She said, I just didn't realise it. So, yeah, love you too. So, yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you do that to a complete stranger. I did it to a bank once, just purely by mistake. Because, obviously I'm used to talking to my wife and so, and I was hanging up, but I was distracted as I was hanging up. And I, okay, yeah, thanks, love you, bye.
Nice.
it was a bloke in the bank, which makes it even worse. Sorry, Rob.
Oh, no.
Yeah, maybe.
Did he draw attention to it?
No. We both just kind of moved on. Drew a discreet veil over it. Yeah. Anyway, Steve, I mean, you heard Rob. What's the big deal? It's just begrudgery.
Right. So, Niall, if you had have asked me this question 8 years ago, I would have been with the lads there, the two lads.
Yeah.
But now that I'm a father and I'm Mr. Conservative and I've all grown up and blah, 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 now I think, no, absolutely not.
No what?
No, absolutely don't. They shouldn't be going on holidays.
Oh.
You know, if somebody came along and gave them a few quid to go on holidays, I'd say yes. But they're using the state's money that's supposed to provide help for their family, not holidays, food, shelter, blah, 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 and they're using it to go on holidays. It's not there to provide luxuries.
Yeah.
And anybody who's on social welfare, by the way, who's going on holidays, isn't just on social welfare, let me tell you.
Well, probably not, no. Fairness.
No, they're obviously...
Because, you wouldn't be able to save too much money on 236 a week, would you?
Well, no, it's 238, isn't it?
Or 238, whatever it is, yeah.
There you go. But look, that's a double whammy. That's an absolute double whammy, that they would be screwing the government over and working at the same time. So, absolutely not, no. So, it's not begrudgery. Absolutely, why would it be? You're seeing somebody doing something wrong. Let me ask the two lads there a question. If you saw somebody breaking into your neighbour's car, would you call the police?
Rob?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Okay, so why not, in this case, would you not do the exact same thing because it is theft? Morally, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Morally,
yes, it is.
I just, to be honest, Steve, I think it's a horrible thing to do on someone, like, to do.
To ram somebody?
You don't know that background.
But you don't know the background of the guy robbing the car. But you said you'd report him. You ratcha.
You have double standards, haven't I?
Yeah, you ratcha. Let's even bring it down a little bit more. Let's say it was a guy in a shop and he was stealing a bar of chocolate. Would you tell the cashier?
No.
Okay. Well, it's just good to see what your morals lie. So you prefer...
Yeah, but I wouldn't tell on somebody if I saw somebody stealing some food in a shop.
That's why I went chocolate. Maybe he was hungry.
Now, don't get me wrong. If it was somebody piling a load of stuff under their dress or under their skirt or into their jacket or into a bag, I might say something to the security guard. But if it's just somebody stealing a single bar of chocolate, I'm probably not going to tell on them, no.
Did you say you might tell someone?
No, I would. But if it was a single bar of chocolate, I'm not going to tell. Yeah. Maybe just hungry.
Well, here's the thing, Niall. You're legally obliged to tell somebody.
The Criminal Justice Act 2013, if you know of a crime being committed, you have a legal obligation to report it. Yeah, but there is caveats in that as well, you know what I mean?
Ah, see, the law only suits when it only suits, what's it, a la carte, Niall?
Yeah, I think it's 2013, although that does more apply, it more applies to children being in danger. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, no, Steve, are you completely moralised now since you became a daddy and all this?
Yeah, he is. He's a new man.
Responsible.
Not completely. Like,
yeah.
No, there's the odd thing that I would turn a blind eye to. But at the end of the day, years ago I came on and I did. I came on and said the same thing, you know, that I was collecting social welfare and I was working at the time and blah, blah, blah. People absolutely slated me over it. Where's everybody doing the slating?
Yeah, you were claiming the dole and doing deliveries or something for a Chinese or something at the time, weren't you?
I was, yes. So where's all these people? Where's all these hypocritical arseholes that have gone woke and liberal? Where's all these angry people?
Simon Harris got rid of them all.
They told me to change my ways, so I became a better person, and now they're all the arseholes. Mm. I mean, it's a topsy-turvy world.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't become woke.
I know I'm the greatest
scourge on our society at the moment is this wokery.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit woke saying you wouldn't rat on your fellow man. That's a little bit woke.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
No, that's just people with good morals.
That's liberal,
yeah, you've got good morals sometimes. And maybe you just don't want to cause problems in people's lives. Or some people just want to mind their own business.
Who's the other lad there that's on the phone?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. I was going to say he's really quiet. So let me ask, right? So both of you are in a shop. Billy Bob is in the shop. Both of you know this guy.
Right.
And he hands over a check with somebody else's name on it. And you know he's bouncing a check. Not that you really people do that.
Do people still use checks?
I don't know. Okay. But let's say that was the case. Or he was using somebody else's credit card.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So he was using somebody else's credit card. Would you report it?
Yeah.
No.
So,
Rob? What, Rob?
No, I'm going to say no on that one. I wouldn't report it.
Rob, are you kidding me? Are you? What part of Ballyfermot are you from?
Well, I'm not Ballyfermot. That's shocking.
Ballyalialier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Rob, so you're selling a shop and a guy is using a card and you recognise the name on the card. I don't know. You'd know it's not
all
his.
Right.
And you're telling me you wouldn't say to the shopkeeper that's a stolen credit card or debit card. You wouldn't say it like or you wouldn't even wait till until you don't want to get into a fight. So wait till he's gone and say, just letting you know, by the way, that was a stolen card. You wouldn't tell anybody.
No, you're supposed to wait until he's gone.
What?
You're such a pussy. You'd wait until he's gone.
I don't want to end up on a fisticuff in the middle of the shop.
Oh, a fisticuff. How old are you,
Steve, come here for a second. You can't. That's a funny argument to put across there, because I've given my brother my card to go and get stuff. You don't know the card is stolen.
It's Johnny Scumbag, and you know that's not his card. Your friend told you my card got stolen earlier, and it was not even a friend.
Definitely.
Do you remember years ago when you handed a card into a shop, right? If you went into a shop with a credit card years ago, right, when credit cards were a kind of newfangled
thing.
What?
That's right.
No. Apart from the paper thing with the, apart from that, they would look at the card. So the person, you know, in the shop would look at it and go, Niall Boylan, okay. Nowadays, they don't even check the card. So you could be anybody with anybody's card.
Yeah.
Nobody checks them anymore. I've often wondered, what's stopping them putting a photograph on the card? They've never done it. What's stopping them actually putting a little holographic photograph on the card?
The expense of it.
It's not that it couldn't be that expensive.
That's one.
Of course.
That's one way,
That would stamp out credit card fraud overnight. Well, from a retail point of view, overnight.
Well, not really. You can play a game of guess who and put on the glasses and the wig. genuinely, what I want to know is... Right?
Can we get back to the outfit that's not working and going on Hollyer's?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I just want to know, I'm putting it out to Radio Land there, where are all you bleeding hypocrites who called me a scumbag? Why aren't yous on here... bashing this guy and whoever the email was sent in as well. Where are all these people? That's one of the reasons why I do it. It's because I know
people living in glass houses.
What I done was wrong, and if any of that was to ever come back and bite me in the ass, that was my fault. Nobody forced me to do that. That was my greed. That was me being a lazy asshole. That was me not working. That was me doing the wrong.
You're getting the labour, junior and junior deliveries.
Of course I was doing something wrong. I wasn't paying tax. And I was getting the scratcher when I shouldn't have been getting the scratcher.
Yeah, you're getting the scratcher and you were doing your Chinese deliveries, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me go back to Steve in relation to working, being on the dole and going on holidays. Steve, sorry about that. Don't know what happened there. The gremlins are in the system tonight.
It's just, I said to her, what's a whore?
Oh, don't call her her. Her name is Zoe.
I know.
She's not the cat's mother, you know what I mean?
I said, but that's a she, is the cat's mother.
Yeah.
I said to Zoe, you're a fucking jinx.
Leave her alone. The one night that she's on her own, there was a little bit of a technical glitch.
It all falls apart
at the seams.
But now, in fairness, when she was putting me on there again, she went, love you.
Oh, stop.
It's nice
to get a bit of love, isn't it? That's my staff are like that. The staff here are very good. They like to.
Jane's not like that.
No, Jane is not like that. No.
No.
She doesn't
get
that.
Jane, if you're listening, you're like Hitler.
Anyway, getting back to this family or the couple that are living next door to this girl. So it was an email from a girl who says she's cheesed off. She's working every day, God gives her. She's got a child. She's paying childcare costs. She can't afford to go on holidays. Yet the one next door on the dole can afford to go on holidays twice a year.
So we're going to, lots of callers are going to come on and put this down to begrudgery. It ain't. Niall, what is the correct thing to do under the law and under the morals? What is the right thing to do in this situation?
What do you mean, what's the right thing to do?
for that person who's going on holidays.
I don't understand the question. I don't explain the question.
Sorry, I'll rephrase it. So the person who's going on holidays,
yeah,
the right and moral thing to do is to not use taxpayers' money for your entertainment. It's very simple. People
use taxpayers' money for their entertainment. The people on the dole go to the pictures every now and again, or the movies, or whatever. They go to a restaurant or whatever. You know what I mean?
They spend 15 quid. They're not going over to bleeding Barbados and lying in the sun, going, ha, 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 screw all you taxpayers.
I don't know if they're going, ha, ha, ha. They could have, won the lottery or something. We don't know their circumstances.
You'd get off the bleeding dole if you did. See, look, we're all sitting here working our holes off while they're lying on a beach somewhere and they don't have to do anything about it. I get the anger now. I really, really get the anger. People were right years ago to call me a piece of shit. Because what I was doing was against the law. And it was wrong morally to do that. I mean, how would you feel? Niall, genuinely, I'm going to ask you, man to man, it's only me and you, there's nobody listening. Let's say Steve was having a private conversation with you. He went, I haven't worked a day in my life. And I know you're working your arse off. I'm going away to Florida for 3 months on the taxpayers'.
I'd be wondering on €234 or whatever it is, how the hell you're managing to go to Florida. That's what I'd be wondering. I would be wondering, because that's the important part of all this, isn't it? Because I'd be wondering how you're managing to do, because I don't think you could do that unless you're doing something illegal.
I'm breaking the law, and so are they. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that clearly they're working and getting cash in hand.
I mean, some people might, like if they're on the dole, whatever, they might get a credit union loan and then pay it back a tenner a week or something.
If they can afford a tenner a week. A tenner a week? Nobody pays a tenner a week on a bleeding loan. Are you mad?
Okay, well, hang on. Let me bring Tina in here. Tina, hi. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything wrong with going on holidays when you're on the dole?
No.
No?
No.
Have you done it?
Nothing wrong with it. Nobody can go on holidays on €232 a week. You can be damn straight they're doing nixers. Hello.
Yeah, well, probably.
And if they're doing nixers, I say hats off to them.
Hats off to them.
Hats off to them, because if they drop the tax, if they drop the... Is it my turn to talk now, asshole?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, darling.
Well, you called yourself an asshole a while ago. You said you were one back
love
in the day.
Yes.
I love you too, Steve. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if people are on the dole, obviously they're doing a nixer. If people are doing nixers with the amount of taxes in this country that are unjustified, there's about minimum 38 of them that no other country has, then maybe people might be able to go on holidays. My father was on the dole and left us 10 grand in cash when he died. And my dad was able to go on a holiday a year because he was as tight as a duck's fucking arse knife.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say to Steve. They might have some savings.
Can I just point out, I did say that at the start. I did say it at the very start. I don't mind if they got a lump sum of money off of somebody. Did I not say that? Do everybody remember that? Rewind
the
tape
back. Well, I didn't hear you.
Rewind the tape back. Where? Tape?
Noel, I'm 42 years of age. What can you do these days? Rewind your USB stick back?
Rewind the tape.
You're 42 years of age and calling people scumbags on the radio that are older than you. You have no man on.
Yes. Whoa. Hold on. Now, firstly, I wasn't actually referring to you. I was referring to
them. Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
I apologise and I take it back.
Do you think this girl who lives next door to the people on the dole, do you think she's just begrudging them, Tina?
Of course she is. She should mind her own business.
Steve's argument is she's working hard. You know what I mean? She's paying her way.
That poor person next door could be working hard.
They're not. They're on the dole. No, they're on the dole. She said they're on the dole years.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you keep saying they might be. They're not.
If they go on holidays, whatever they're doing, to be able, think about it really. They're on the €232. If they're saving on that €232, and as well, you're entitled to 2 weeks holidays when you're on the dole anyway.
Yeah, you are.
And they certainly don't give you any money towards that, so you could spend those 2 weeks.
You do get holiday pay on the dole, yeah.
You might be able to go on a little holiday.
Can I make somebody
who has more money begrudge some poor fucker on the dole that wants to get away?
Doesn't
maybe
sound like they have more money. Fourthly, this woman, didn't she say that she couldn't afford a holiday? Was that mentioned?
She said she couldn't afford to go.
She said she couldn't afford to go on holiday. So she can't afford to go on a holiday. So clearly, who has more money here? And can I also just point
out the dole merchants?
A cheeky observation.
Yeah,
Noel,
cheeky.
Have you noticed that all of the people, again, it's just me and you here, all of the people who've come on to defend these people tonight all sound like they're from county council estates?
Oh. Tina.
And am I wrong in that observation? Excuse me.
In a house in Turlough Moor, love, that I paid for myself, a six-bedroom dormer bungalow down a private
Six-bedroom dormer bungalow.
Hello. No, I am not, just because I'm able to answer back.
Are you loaded, Tina? Tina, are you loaded?
Are you single?
I'm full of love.
Are you loaded, Tina, with your six-bedroom dormer bungalow? Are you loaded?
No, we split up and split what was left of it.
Didn't look like you split out, to be honest with the sounds of things.
If that was a split,
what did he get? The split?
10 million there in the fourth place or something?
I know, I got enough to get by on, lads. you know what I mean? I could be on the dole too, for all you know.
My point still remains the same, Noel. I'm not being an arsehole, I promise you, I'm not. But have you not noticed the vast majority of people who are coming on do have a particular twang?
And where would you come from, kind sir? What
Me?
Part of the suburb? Oh,
I'm a Ballyfermot scumbag, through and through.
Well, there you fucking go. Hello.
Yeah,
so
no, hey,
why
I'm just
you...
making the observation. That's like saying,
so
oh my God,
so you're from
I see a white guy that's
yourself,
over there.
Yeah? Are you
What's
from a council estate?
I am indeed, but I don't live there anymore.
Well, then it's not about where we've come from. It's about people on the dole being able to go on holiday.
No, but my observation clearly is people who are going to defend these kind of people are these people themselves.
The Tina Higginses are the ones with the twang. Well, I'm from Galway City, so. But then I did live in the sticks, as I said, pretty rich chick for 16 years.
Right. Well, hang on. Let me just go to David. David, hi. How are you, David?
Hi, Noel. Good evening. How are you
This is very entertaining tonight.
I bet David's not going to defend them. Watch, because he's part.
And don't have a twang, Dave. Don't have a twang.
Sorry, David. David, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. I don't have a twang. I'm the only one on this show that doesn't have an accent at all.
Oh, you're from England, darling. I love it.
David, we don't have much time here. So is there a problem with the people on the dole going on the holidays? According to Steve, there is a problem.
Absolutely not. There's VDP. VDP say that if you're living in the rural areas, you're looking at something like €370 a week.
Yeah.
And if you're living in the town, you need about 390 a week just to sort of sustain a single person.
Yeah.
So if you're on 220 or whatever the dole is.
34.
I haven't worked in 20 years and I would love to get the dole, but they won't let me sign on.
You own your own business?
No, he's from England.
No, I worked in the city for about 2004, 18th of May 2004. I had a heart attack in October 2003.
Oh,
and
sorry.
That's right. I was sliced open in 2022 after my fifth and sixth heart attacks and given a bypass.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
All three of them.
Are you a smoker, David?
I was up until my third heart attack, which was the 6th of September 2015.
Mm. Was the fourth one not a red flag to stop?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's,
we should make this program about you. That's, God, you're crazy.
You're like a cat, Davis, with
Jam. You have nine lives.
only,
and that's
only
coming straight from a Dublin council estate.
So, David, you would agree that this is just begrudgery, then?
Of course it is.
I did. It's something which struck me some years ago. I was listening to a VDP debate, or a debate on the radio, Cork Radio, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And there was the priest that came on. He said, in Ireland, there is a massive, if I can't get it, you won't have it attitude.
Oh, there is.
It's so true.
It's like that famous story, you know, I don't know who told it, but of Bono. No, I'm telling this wrong. The Irish and the American fella are walking down the road. Bono told the story, sorry. The Irish and the American fella walking down the road. And they walk past these huge big gold gates, and the two of them are standing looking in through the gates, and they can see a huge big swimming pool and some guy sitting there drinking cocktails and loads of lovely blonde ladies around him and parties going on and a mansion in the background. And the American guy goes, I'm going to be like him someday. The Irish guy says, I'm going to kill him someday. It's true, but isn't it?
Bono took all his money and all his tax out of the country.
Can I ask a lot of questions?
Yes.
What's the last question?
David.
So, David, let me ask you a question. If my neighbour was begrudging these people, honestly, or do you think I'd be doing it for
more? I think these people should be tipped in. When I did actually manage to get on the Blackwater Partnership, which was a board, whatever it is, thingy for a year, and I ended up working at the local rowing club. I used to be in the Royal Navy before I went to the city. I was in the Royal Navy, and I'm a bit of a yacht master and a yacht master instructor, power boat instructor, and all that sort of stuff. And I got placed with Fumoy Rowing Club, who sent a couple of people to the Olympics for Ireland. One of the people that I came across while I was with Blackwater Partnership is a plumber, and if you wanted to employ him, you would be waiting about 6 months for him to come. And he was a very good plumber, private.
But he was doing it for cash. But he was doing it cash only. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you wouldn't dream of reporting him.
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, wait, hang on. I got to go to Paul just before the break here. Hang on, Paul. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall?
All right, Paul. Okay, I don't have a huge amount of time here, but would you report somebody if they were doing that?
No, I wouldn't report. I'm not that type, but
notice
the people that are on the social welfare for a period that length of time and they're going on 2 holidays a year, come on, join the doctor.
They're working on the side.
Yeah, well.
Oh, they're getting money from somewhere.
They're doing more than working.
Yeah, they're getting money.
Yeah, and where is the money coming from?
€32.
Or maybe they're just scamming the system, you know what I mean?
No, you just exist on it now. You can't live on 232 quid a week.
The drugs, the dealing.
Oh, dealing? Drugs? Jeez, that's a huge leap all of a sudden, isn't it? They're now drug dealers.
now we're gone from people living on council estates with twangs to drug dealers.
How do you know?
Join the dots, Tina.
I was in Australia for Christmas. What does that make me?
Two holidays a year on the social welfare. And people
I was
walking.
In Bali for 5 days and I was in Australia for 3 weeks over Christmas. What does that make me? A girl with a twang from a council estate.
Yeah, are you on the dole? Are you on the dole?
No. Well, then.
You're a stripper. Okay. Yeah.
You're not on the dole.
No, she's a stripper.
I do private functions.
Niall, did you notice, by the way, the accent of your last call?
Oh, hold on a second. Hang on, Paul. Sorry, Steve, what are you saying about Paul?
I said, did you notice the accent of the last caller?
Who, Paul?
Yeah.
What's someone's accent?
Where's Paul from?
Yeah, Dublin, I assume.
I guarantee it's County Council Hills. There you
Steve
go.
Steve is doing the shit.
Oh, Jesus, Steve. Steve has turned into such a snob.
Here. My point is, and you are failing to see this, I promise you this.
Why are you saying Paul's from a council house? You don't even know him. To me.
Okay, people from council estates can't afford elocution lessons, Stephen.
I own my own house, if it's any.
Good man, I bet you didn't come from there.
Oh, jeez.
Come from
so
where?
My point is...
I grew up in Tredoc and I lived in Lucan.
Yeah, I guarantee you grew up in a council house. My point is, the vast majority of people who are going to defend these type of people are these type of people themselves.
He's not defending them. He's just saying they must be doing something else. They're not just doing that on the dole.
He probably has a
brand new car. Okay, Paul, just very quick before we go into the break. Would you snitch on them?
No. It's my own business. It's not me. It's not going to share very begrudging.
When you say you mind your own business, it's nothing to do with you, right? Now, you just said a minute ago you assume they're drug dealing, right? So if they're going off to Australia or some fancy schmancy holiday on the dole, and obviously you believe they're robbing the money or they're getting selling drugs. If you saw somebody, say, as Steve said earlier on, breaking into a car or getting in the window of somebody's house on your road, would you call the cops?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I'd mind me out. If they were into the drugs or doing the robbing, I'd... Even more
you
so,
just say you wouldn't. You don't know if you'd report them if they were breaking into a gas. You're definitely from Neilstown.
Not too far from you, though.
Nope. But my assumptions are correct about the vast majority, except for the posh guy that was on last.
Who, David? Say that.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, sorry, David, very quickly. Go on, have 1 minute.
Yeah, there is a legitimate way somebody could be earning, if they were pretty good at the old 10 quid bets on the GGs, they could quite happily be pulling in enough money to make enough.
What, gambling their dole?
Yeah, you're supposed to declare that as
but
well.
But you see, it's people making assumptions, isn't it? People think that totally, people are
no, gambling, proceeds from gambling is tax-free.
But they could get money for Christmas, birthdays, things like that, and they could save for a fucking holiday, for God's sake.
Yeah, assumptions.
It's just nosy people who can't mind their own business that begrudge people all
the
time.
That's what it is.
Okay, listen, I have to take a break. It's gas, this is a whole lot of you all judging each other. Tina with her fancy six-bedroom Bordoma bungalow and Paul from Neilstown or wherever the hell he's from. Heart attacks all the way from London or England. And then Steve, who, you know, was the scumbag of many years ago on the radio, all of a sudden turning into the nice person. What's that all about? Of somebody actually going on holidays who is on social welfare because somebody wrote in and said they're disappointed, to say the least, and angry and frustrated that their next-door neighbour, who hasn't worked in years, goes away on two holidays a year, and they can't even afford to go away in one, and they're working hard. And they said it's wrong. The people on the dole shouldn't be allowed to go on holidays. Yeah, there you go. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Niamh, is there anything wrong with the couple going on holidays that are on the dole?
No, leave them alone. Who is that snitch? No, there isn't. Let them do what they're doing and look after yourself. And if you have a problem, complain to the government about the shitty price of living. There you go.
Yeah. Is it kind of begrudgery, is it?
It is. It's definitely, that's true. Irish people are begrudgers.
We are begrudgers, aren't we? It's in our nature, isn't it, to be begrudging?
I mean, if someone has a big, nice, swanky car across the road and you can't afford it, it could be a little bit kind of, oh, I'd love one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if somebody across the road has a swanky car and they're not working and they're on the dole and you're driving a piece of shit, like, and you're working your brains off, it does make you feel a little bit weird, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I have to say, though, really, I would just mind my own business. That's just the way I am. I don't think it's morally wrong to be... It's morally wrong to be telling. It's different if you see them taking, as you said earlier, the bag of feckin' shopping, stuffing it in their bag or whatever, you know?
If you, by the way, if you knew that somebody was, you know, on the dole for years and years, but working on the side and making a fortune, like, would you snitch on them?
No, I bribe them. Or not bribe them.
Blackmail them.
Blackmail them.
Would
no, I'm only joking. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have that in me at all. I think it's wrong. I mean, I know what they're doing is wrong. But I generally think the price of living, I know a lot of people are struggling terribly and they're working day and night. Mm. And they don't. A couple of people I know haven't got loads of luxury.
Yeah.
And I'd say fair play to them. Just do what you have to do. Sorry, I know it's not wrong. I know it's wrong. Sorry, I don't mean that. I just mean sometimes people will have to do that maybe just to have some quality of life.
Mm.
That's what I mean. I don't personally myself. Maybe I should, but whenever.
Right. Okay, well, stay there because Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Bernie. Now, so Bernie, if somebody was on the dole living next door to you and you're working your butt off and they're heading away on two holidays, like one to Australia, for example, would you be cheesed off?
Yes.
Would you?
If you're on the dole, you're on the dole because you're looking for work.
Right.
And you have to go and look for work and then earn your holiday.
Earn your holiday.
The long way, like all of us. I didn't have holidays for 20 years and I was working my arse off, doing nights, weekends, Christmases, August. Every bank holiday I had to work.
Mm.
Because, and I was just to survive. And I did it. I didn't sit at home getting the dole. I choose to work and I choose when I had the money, when I finally got all my bills paid and if I didn't have a holiday, it was a camping weekend, whatever.
Yeah.
I cut my cloth to fit my lifestyle and that's all I could afford at the time.
So if somebody up the road from you who you know hasn't worked a day in their life or hasn't worked in 10 years was heading off to Australia and Spain and stuff, would you report them?
No, I wouldn't. It's not. That's the other side. I don't think I would do it. But I would let them know. I would think, like, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like, why am I paying tax? Why have I all my life paid tax? Even now I'm paying tax on a bit of a pension I'm getting. Like, why am I still can't afford to go on holidays. But it's my choice at this stage. I can't afford it. So, I mean, my bills I have to be covered. I have to pay for whatever I'm using. And that's the way it is. Mm. Holidays are not on my list. And yeah. I've worked all my life.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're on the dole, you're on the dole because you can't find, you're looking for work. And it's a government handout. And I'm sorry, I know it's just wrong. You're there to, you might have children and you're on the dole. How in the hell can you go to Australia and Spain on two holidays? I don't understand how you'd even afford it.
Well, you must be doing something illegal.
Yeah, because you can't, on holiday from what?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be out looking for jobs. You're supposed to be able to go into the dole office every week and say, I've looked for three jobs this week. Or is that gone? Or am I a bit stupid?
Well, no, that's meant to be there. It's called job seekers for a reason, that you're seeking a job. And according yeah. to the rules of job seekers, you must be available for work and be actively looking for work.
Like, I mean, I'd love to be able to do a bit of work. I'd do it for free at this stage because I'm getting a pension. I feel like I nearly owe it at this stage.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I don't see where you can go. If you're seeking for a work, your work, it's seeking. You're looking for work. You're not looking for a holiday. You're looking to get on the next ladder of life is to make an honest living and a decent wage for yourself.
I mean, Niamh, is that fair yeah. enough? You know what I mean? You're saying it should, like, it's just begrudgery, but barely saying it's not begrudgery. It's because you're working hard and they're doing nothing and it's just unfair.
No, I see Bernie's point, of course. And I'm like Bernie too. I don't. I live within my means mostly, you know. It's only if I need something, like a holiday or something, you know. I walk.
And have you had a holiday? When was the last holiday you had?
2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Have you got one planned for this year?
Abroad, I mean, abroad. Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't this year, no.
Okay. You won't be, you can't afford one this year?
No.
Okay. Well, that's just life, and I suppose you have to cut your cloth, as they say, you know.
Well, I'm doing other things this year, so that's why.
Oh, okay. Hope they're good plans, Niamh.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
Okay. But you obviously wouldn't report to anybody, but can you understand why people would begrudge? I know you're saying it's begrudging.
I can. No, I completely understand what Bernie's saying, of course. Yeah, no, I know, I understand. I direct my anger towards the government, really. And I know they're not to blame for every single thing that goes wrong, but the price of living is shocking. Really is.
Mm.
And I don't believe in having two or three jobs. One to do.
No, everybody should get a decent wage for a hard week's work. You know what I mean? Like, if you're working 40 hours a week, no matter what your job, by the way, you know, you shouldn't be scrimping and saving. Like, you should be able to live a reasonable lifestyle because you're working.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
I think you should be earning enough to, if you have, I had four children, I had to earn enough to provide for my children. My husband wasn't working. He was, you know, looking for work. He had mental health issues. So I was doing all the money, the work. And I did it to the best of my ability. And I managed to save enough to buy a house for myself and pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. It wasn't easy. Nothing in life is easy. I mean, I did it.
Well, life shouldn't be that difficult, by the way. It's not meant to be that difficult.
I mean, it isn't, but at the same time, Niall, that's the way life is sometimes. Like, nurses didn't get a great pay back in the day.
Yeah.
But you were happy to have the job. And happy when you got a permanent job in the 80s, it was like a golden ticket because you couldn't get them.
Yeah, but I remember nurses back in the day, the excuse for not giving them good money was, you'd say to them, but sure, it's a vocation, isn't it? And that was the answer to it all the time. But sure, it's a vocation, isn't it? You love your job, don't you? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. But at the same time, I was happy to have it.
Mm.
And I was happy to earn. And I thought it was a respectable enough job that I was able to earn enough to keep my family going and keep a roof over my head. I never once put into the equation, I'm going to have a holiday here.
But what I can't understand is you worked all your life as a nurse, right? And when you retire, you know, you should be on a good pension, you know, because you've worked for the state. You've looked after people all your life. You know, you paid your taxes all your life. You shouldn't have to be, you know, you should be able to enjoy the latter end of your life. You should be able to.
Yeah, but I mean, as that lady said, we worked and it's still, the cost of living is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I know.
You know, there's nothing, you know, like, I mean, it is not. I mean, you go into a shop now to buy for yourself for a week's shopping. You won't come out with less, you know, you won't spend 60 euro. It'll be 80 euro. You know, it's impossible to live. You know, you're worrying about your ESB bill, your oil bill, you know, your house needs some repair. You're saying, Jesus, how am I going to manage that? and there is nobody out there to help you repair your home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you've worked out how much it is to get a windows replaced or a door replaced or get a lock replaced or try and, you know, manage your garden. Like, it all costs money.
Oh, it is, yeah. And then something goes wrong with the car. You know what I mean? Or you have to get your brakes done or whatever. There's another 400 or 500 quid or whatever it is, yeah.
And like, everyone in life, I'm not complaining that I'm poor me. That's reality for most people today.
Mm.
Everybody has something. You're coming down the line going, shit, I don't understand how people can drive 224s at the moment. Because, you know, just keeping a car on the road these days is nearly, you know, it's a whole full-time job. You know, diesel is 178, it's 180 in some places. You know, where can you go? You're putting that, say, €60 in a week or whatever you need. Like, I don't know how people are actually doing it, even working.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me just go to Joseph. Joseph, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Joseph, nice to talk to you. Joseph, would you complain or do you begrudge somebody who's not working on the dole for the years, going away on a holiday? Would you begrudge them?
There was a time I would have, not now, because I have come to realise, that woman there, that last lady that was speaking there.
Bernie.
Yeah, sounds like a nice lady. Everything that she named there, all of the pain and the bills, have all 100% been caused by the government. She named the price of the diesel. The diesel is through the roof because of the government.
I know.
The reason you can't live, is it Bernie, her name, as you said?
Bernie, yeah.
The reason you can't live, Bernie, is because of the government. The government are doing it. And if you have children and they can't get a house, the government is the fault of it, 100%. Well, okay, 98% or whatever. The other crowd who are to blame are the ECB, who are also in control of the money and the interest rate, which is fake because they basically put digits on a screen and then charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I wouldn't complain now someone going on holidays on the dole, because criminals basically run the system, psychopaths.
I've never agreed with charging interest on mortgages, by the way. I always believed that the idea of that was immoral because it's a family home that you're purchasing for you and your family. And essentially what they're doing is they're selling you money. So,
they're not selling you money. They're selling you digits on a screen.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's just a number. Because you never actually, nobody actually, when you buy a house for, say, 400 grand, right, and you apply for your mortgage to Bank of Ireland or AIB or whatever it is, and you go into your solicitor's office and he hands over the key and somebody else signs a form and it's all done. Nobody physically sees the money. There is no money.
Yeah.
It's just a number on the screen.
But people don't understand is private families. Now, say you decided in the morning, you know what, I'll start printing money here, euros.
Yeah.
You'll go to jail for how many years? But if you're a family, a banker family, you can print all the money you want and charge interest for it, and you get first use of it. This is what people don't realize.
I watched a fascinating documentary one night about the American Federal Reserve and how it came about, and the Rothschilds and all the usual people involved. And how they control the money, control the cost of living, control interest rates, control recessions.
100%.
And it was actually fascinating to watch how it's all controlled. I didn't know up until that point that the Federal Reserve is privately owned.
Oh, well, it's more federal than I am federal. Yeah. So the reality is, everything that lady went through, the price of everything in the shop, all of that pain that she's feeling, The buck stops at the government's door. And by the way, I kept saying to people at the time, I don't know whether I ever said it at the time, I did actually say it on your program at the time about the lockdowns. I did. But
you did, yeah. Don't. You did, yeah.
I said at the time, we will pay for this with inflation. I said it at the time. I said, you will see the price of bread double. By the way, Niall, for that lady and for yourself, you have seen nothing of the inflation yet.
No, I know.
Get this through your head. You have seen nothing yet. If you look at commodities, I follow this stuff. It's just going up and up and up. Now, this created war in the Middle East, completely by design, is going to cause a crisis beyond belief. it will spread. We're in the sort of,
you know, they always say in relation to all war, follow the money. Follow the money. And everybody knows that. And sadly, there's human lives. There's a cost to human life as well. And no matter which side you happen to support. And by the way, I think it's wrong to support people or support countries when it comes to war. I think the loss of human life, no matter what where they're from, is just wrong.
But what about the human life that's going on here in our own country? Surely, to God, that matters. Surely we should be looking, never mind sending signals off to all these countries. Surely the people on the ground here are the people, Irish people, need help.
I mean, I agree with you. Yes, you can throw out the odd message and say, you know, we empathise with the people of whatever it is, whatever country it is. But yes, your focus must be in your own country.
But our politicians are sold out. They're not. If you think, look, the reality is, and I think I'm going to quote Ronald Reagan when it's here. He said, the most frightening thing that you can hear in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, because there is no such thing. They are only complete control freaks.
Okay.
The worst of the worst are politicians.
Now. Okay, but hang on, because I need to go to Martin before I go to the break. Sorry, I need about 2 minutes. Sorry, Martin. Hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. I'm well. Thank you very much.
We got off on a tangent there, Martin, but probably Joseph. He's been on the show for years and years and years. And I used to always tell him to put his tinfoil hat on, but actually, he was actually right about most things.
Yeah, he most certainly was and is. I mean, that old quip about, you know, the Federal Express or the Federal
Reserve.
Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express.
Yeah.
And the banking system worldwide is corrupt. All of that, you know, our own government, not only do they suck at everything, I believe they're just, my personal belief is they're corrupt. But leaving all of that aside, when it comes to the morals of the issue, it's not that I don't begrudge anyone anything. If you get on in life and you're happy, I'm happy for you. But when it comes to people who are on the dole for years, they're capable of working, and they're just milking the system, it's not that I don't begrudge them on my own behalf. I just look at all the other people who are in much more need. You know, we've children waiting on surgeries for years. There are, you know, homeless. There are so many issues. And those people are all being bypassed by others who know how to work the system. Mm-hmm. And it's generational in a lot of cases where it's passed on from father to son or daughter or whatever, you know, with families who they've never worked a day in their life. Now, to me, that's unfair.
Sorry, Joseph, what are you trying to say to Martin there?
No, what he's saying is correct. The only thing I would say is that I think... is don't fall into the trap. What the government wants you to do is to play one off against another. I'll make a statement here. Right?
The government are doing that brilliantly at the moment when it comes to immigration, which is dividing society. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm going to make a comment here. Right? The simple as this, right? In the morning, say, all the people are off the dole that were cheating and whatever. We know that there's people scamming the system, right? No doubt about it, right? But just say all the Irish people, forget about the illegals, all the Irish people that scammed the system or all got off the system. I guarantee you it wouldn't make a bit of a difference to the health system. It would continue to collapse.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Sorry, I'm just speaking from a moral point of view. I mean, you know, the government at the moment are working overtime to change society to a point where they want everyone to rely on the government for everything, whether it be for a living, for advice, for healthcare, you know, for everything. And basically, they won't provide anyway. I wish people in this country would wake up, look at what's happening. We have a situation where society is literally breaking down, and the government are at the point. They're at the very head of it. You've only got to look at what's going on.
All this job at it.
Pardon?
They're doing a very good job at it. People think they're still...
Oh, they are. No, they're not alone. I mean, go ahead.
Sorry, I know I'm cutting across you, but just to get it clear that when people say, oh, the government are rubbish. No, the government are not rubbish. They're doing a very, very good job at the orders that they're carrying out. They are nothing but puppet. Nothing. They don't represent you. They have no interest in representing you. And they will. I don't know, whatever hope they have over them now.
You know what? I would have argued with you 10 years ago on that point, but I wouldn't argue with you now because we clearly
no,
see...
No, I actually wouldn't argue yeah. with him either.
Yeah,
I
you're
think
right, Bertie.
Making a valid
we can,
point.
Well, we can clearly see that I don't know any member of the cabinet at the moment that seems to care about the people or actually listening to the people at all.
Just, no, they don't.
I just saw Micheál Martin today saying that there'll be no U-turn on the hate speech law, that he said he's going ahead with it. And I'm saying, here's the tarnished of the country, the second in command, knowing that the majority of the population, even my lefty friends, don't even agree with the hate speech laws, and yet he's still going to bring it in, whether you like it or not.
But why is that? No, but Niall, you've got to ask yourself.
Well, I know exactly why, because they don't want dissenting voices. That's why.
Well,
what can we do as the people here tonight? What could we...
There's two things you can do. And when it comes to an election, you know, you don't vote them back in again. That's what you can do.
Never. I didn't vote for them anyway.
Sorry,
well, what do you do at this stage? I'm going to make a statement here. You said, what are you going to do at this stage? And I said it to you way back, and you know that, you know, I believe in God now. And I'm going to make a categorical statement here. Back at the time when the abortion referendum was voted in, and you came after the referendum, you came in, and you said to me, what comment do you want to make on this? And I said to you now, the one that rings in my ears, and it still does, the screeches down at the Dublin Castle, the screams of joy of that referendum, I said those screeches and those screams of joy will turn to screams of hunger. That's what's coming. Okay? That's what's coming.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.